USA Radio News.
Subtropical storm Alberta was slowly approaching the panhandle of Florida and is expected to make landfall just south of Panama City Beach later this afternoon. Florida Governor Rick Scott updates the situation.
We're going to get some rain. We have a chance for flash flooding. We got a chance for tornadoes in the panhandle especially, but we're getting rain around the state. We have state emergency management team is well prepared.
Today, President Trump laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president also then later delivered remarks from Arlington National Cemetery.
We cannot imagine the depth of emotion that this day brings. Each year, the grief renewed, the memories relived, those last beautiful moments together cherished and always remembered.
Please do stay safe as you end your Memorial Day weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Thousands of Catholics are pouring into eastern New Mexico to witness what some are saying is a miracle. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Parishioners like this one of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Hobbs, New Mexico say starting last Sunday, they witnessed a statue of the Virgin Mary shedding tears.
We noticed that a lot of people were coming up to Our Lady and started, touching her, and that's when everybody started noticing that she was weeping.
Church officials say more than 4,000 people have visited the church in the past few days after the statue did appear to start crying during Mass. The pastor of the church says,
you can even get a scent of her presence. You can smell roses in her tears.
Now church officials want the Catholic diocese to investigate what they say is obviously a miracle. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Please do remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Arlington National Cemetery is the nation's most well-known military cemetery, and they're running out of room. Karen Durham Aguilera is with the U.S. Army, which runs the cemetery.
So Arlington National Cemetery was established in 1864. We're 624 acres. We have right now a little over 100,000 burial spaces. We are an active cemetery. We have an average of 30 burials a day, every day. So we perform over 7,000 burials a year for our veterans and patriots. Without any type of change in eligibility and expansion, by 2041, we're going to be out of room. This year, going on right now, we have an ongoing survey. It's very, very sharp, very focused on eligibility. And it asks us about people about limiting eligibility. We could restrict eligibility to those active duty who perish on active duty, Medal of Honor recipients, and Valor Awards. So if we have those type of restrictions, we can remain open for generations to come. One thing that's very special about Arlington, Americans from every single conflict in this country have been laid to rest here, every single one.
And finally, thanks to gun control activist David Hogg, candidates who support the NRA won't receive campaign donations from Publix, a grocery store, but neither will NRA critics, such as Kirsten Gillibrand and Representative John Lewis. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.